at the end of Parshat Behar, in Perek Chavov, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah says, "Lo ta'asu lachem elilim u'pesu l'matzeva lo ta'akimu lachem, ve'eben maskit lo titnu ba'artzechem, lishtachavot aleha, various idols, various symmetry cannot be placed symbolically and practically in Eretz Yisrael, ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, in order not to desecrate God's name." The final pasuk, Perichavav pasuk bet, et shabtotai tishmoru u'mikdashi tirau, ani Hashem. Shabbat, you should be shomer, watch over, guard, safekeep, u'mikdashi tirau, and at the same time, fear the Mikdash. Ani Hashem, I am your God. Rav Tzvi Dov Kanatovsky, in his book, The Depths of Simplicity, one of the Talmidim Muvakim, the close students of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, explains that within this pasuk, et shabtotai tishmoru, shmirat shabbat, u'mikdashi tirau, Kedushat HaMikdash, Yirat HaMikdash, fear of the Mikdash, both of these represent two institutions that are intricately connected. Their themes are intertwined and their message is clear. There are a number of places where the Torah refers to the concept of Mikdashi Tirau, to fear the Mikdash. And interestingly enough, when one looks back at Perek Chof, Pasuk Gimel, in Vayikra, Leman Temei et Mikdashi, Bnei Yisrael are warned against being metame, impurifying the confines of the Mikdash. Rashi, as the Ramban, both comment, what is this Mikdashi, this Mikdash, the sanctuary? It is not to be understood al pi pshuto, according to its simple context. Says Rashi, what is the Mikdash? Et Knesset Yisrael shehi mikudeshet li. This Mikdash refers to the very essence of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people themselves are the Mikdash. They are themselves the institution of sanctuary, of sanctity, of holiness. That's what they represent. And therefore, this being the case, when we look at the first institution described in the pasuk with which we began, Shabtotai Tishmoru, Shmirat Shabbat, says Rav Kanatovsky, there are three references to Shabbat in the Torah. In Shmot, Perek Chof, Psukim Chet through Yud Aleph, we're all familiar with the first reference to Shabbat as it appears in the Luchot, the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments as we know them. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod, Va'asita Kol Melachtecha, V'Yom HaShvi'i Shabbat LaHashem Elokecha. Zecher, ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et haShamayim ve'et haAretz. Why do we keep the Shabbat? In commemoration, in reflection of the 6 days that God created the world, u'bayom haShvi'i Shabbat vayinafash. The fact that on the seventh day He rested, He commenced, He completed. And therefore the first concept of Shabbat refers to Briyat HaOlam, the creation of the world. In Vayikra, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, there is the second reference to Shabbat itself, when it refers to the Moadim, the Chagim, that we have annually during the course of the Jewish calendar. Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Komelechet Avodah Lo Ta'asu. The Torah very clearly instructs Bnei Yisrael that during the Chagim, during the course of the holidays of the Jewish calendar, is also considered a Shabbat. One has to rest. Kol melechet avodah lo tasu. One cannot be immersed or involved in work. And finally, the third reference to Shabbat is in this week's Parsha of Behar. In Perek Chafei Pasuk Bet, the Torah begins this week's Parsha, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'amarta alehem, ki tavou el haaretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, asher ani noten lachem, that I, Hashem, give you, v'shavta haaretz Shabbat la'Hashem. And there will be a Shabbat. Which Shabbat are we referring to? Shnat HaShmitah, Shnat HaYovel, the cyclic years of the 7th year and the 50th year of Jubilee. Says the Ramban, this Shabbat LaHashem of Shemitah, resting on the 7th year and the 50th year, says the Ramban, as does Rashi, what is this referring to? V'ine ayamim remez l'asher bara b'maasei bereishit v'ashanim yirmezu l'asher yiyeh bebriat kol yemei olam. Says the Ramban, ve'al kein nechmir kach ne'emar b'shviit Shabbat l'ashem sh'ne'emar lo ta'ase kol melacha k'shem sh'ne'emar b'shabbat bereishit. Peirush Shabbat LaHashem Elokecha. What is this Shabbat LaHashem Elokecha that is described here by the Shemitah? Ma'ayu omrim mizmor shir liyom haShabbat la'atid lavo shekula Shabbat umnucha v'chayei ha'olamim. This refers to the Shabbat of la'atid lavo, the future, the Shabbat of the ultimate Geulah, the redemption of Am Yisrael. Yom Shekulo Shabbat Umnucha Lechayei Olamim, an eternal Shabbat, a restful Shabbat that Bnei Yisrael will be able to enjoy eternally and continually. This is the Shabbat of the Geula. And therefore says Rav Kanatovsky quite insightfully that these three institutions of Shabbat described here really encompass the entire existence. Why? The first Shabbat referring to Briyat HaOlam, creation of the world, that Shabbat that commemorates the past creation. The second Shabbat which we spoke about of the Moadim, the Chagim, the calendar of the Jewish holidays of the Jewish year, that refers to the Shabbat commemorating the present, that with which we are involved on a yearly, annual basis. And finally, this Shabbat described in this week's Parsha of Shemitah and Yovel refers to Yom Shekulo Shabbat Umnucha Lechayei Olamim, the Shabbat of the Geulah, the redemption, the Shabbat of the future. And therefore, the three Shabbatot described encompass the past, the present, and the future. They epitomize the obligations of all Klal Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are not Ovdei Avadim. We are not slaves to others, but rather Kili Bnei Yisrael Avadayhem. This week's Parsha reminds us that we are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When? In the past, in the present, and always in the future. That's what gives us the right to be called Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. What is the Goy Kadosh? We are representative of Kedusha, of holiness. That's why Umikdashi Tirau refers to the Yirat HaMikdash, the Yirah, the fear of none other than the Jewish people. The Mikdash, the essence of Kedusha, which emanates from Am Yisrael. Says Rav Kanatovsky, this is why the entire book of Vayikra concludes with Behar Bechukotai. lest we look at the Sefer, the book of Vayikra, which is called the Torat Kohanim, the laws and the maneuvers, the morals and the practicalities of the Kohanim, how they should service Hashem in the Mikdash. Lest we think for a moment that therefore these halachot, these laws are foreign to us, they do not relate to us. No. What the Kohanim are involved in are meant to be symbolic and direct and serve as an example for how we are meant to service Hashem. The Kohanim serve Hashem within the confines of the temple of the Mikdash, but ultimately they serve as an example for us of how we are meant to create our own Mikdash within the confines of our own camp, of our homes, of our schools, of our communities, and yes, even within, of course, ourselves. How we are supposed to be Mekadesh Olameinu Bechol HaTchumim, within all the parameters of the past, present, and future. How we reflect on the past in order to sanctify the present, in order to anticipate the future. And therefore, when it says, Et Shabtotai Tishmeru, this refers to all of Bnei Yisrael, the Shmirat Shabbat, Vet Mikdashi Tirau. Yes, it can refer to the Kohanim, to servicing Hashem within the confines of the temple, but ultimately it is all vis-a-vis Bnei Yisrael. We are the ones who have to learn how to sanctify Hashem regardless of where we are. It is interesting, Rabotai, this week I completed a lecture tour in the United States. And understandably, wherever I went to speak, people were very challenged, disturbed, and concerned regarding President Barack Obama's stance against Eretz Yisrael, or the very fact that he doesn't lend a tremendous amount of support to the Jewish homeland of Eretz Yisrael. And for the first time, I had a feeling that Am Yisrael within the United States, for the first time, had a feeling that they are strangers in a strange land. Well, sure enough, people ask questions. They're looking for some kinds of comfort, some answers. I don't have the answers, and I can't always offer practical solutions. But what I can say is that it is most vital and important for us never to forget what breeds and gives us and allots us our identity. Our identity is based on the fact that, yes, we are different from the rest of the world. We do have to earn being called Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. That Kedusha, that essence of spirituality, comes with a price. A price which requires us to sacrifice and to remind ourselves of who we are and what we represent. So long as we preserve the institutions of Shabtotai Tishmohu U'Mikdashi Tirau, so long as we remember that Ani Hashem, that our ultimate fear has to, and servitude, has to be focused around in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then indeed, and only then, are we zochet to what it says at the beginning of the parsha, Ki tavou el haaretz, asher ani noten lachem. Only then are we zochet to truly inherit our land. Our land, our homeland, Eretz Yisrael. So long as we remain in focus of Am Yisrael's outstanding attributes and characteristics, both by reflecting on Shabbat of the past and reminding us that we have to preserve the Shabbat of the present, and ultimately, as a result of that, anticipating the Shabbat of the future, will be zochet to truly come together as one and be able to declare Yom Shekulo Shabbat Umnucha L'chayei Olamim, Shabbat Shalom.